It's 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The National Labor Relations Board has dismissed a labor claim against the Fort Worth Symphony's management. The Musicians Union filed the claim in March when management and musicians were in contentious contract talks. After musicians conducted a sit-in at the Symphony office, key cards were changed. That kept musicians out of Bass Hall and a room of their instruments and personal property. Musicians filed a complaint, but the NLRB found that key card changes were made by the building landlord, a third-party property owner, not Symphony Management. Martha Kennard, regional director of the NLRB, dismissed the charge and issued a statement Thursday saying that there wasn't evidence to support the musician's claim. And last week, Symphony managers and musicians agreed to get help from a federal mediator in their contract talks. Vickery Meadow in northeast Dallas is on the cusp of major change. Plans are underway to transform the neighborhood, which was thrown into the spotlight a couple of years ago when a man was diagnosed with Ebola. Vickery Meadow has long been home to refugees and new immigrants. Many in the neighborhood worry that the development plans could push out the very people who make the area unique. Sina Sabet is a refugee whose family fled Iraq 10 years ago.
Usually what we have seen in the past is that developers come in, make the neighborhood look fancy, build shops, build high-risers, and then all those people that live in that neighborhood for 20, 30 years, for generations, they have to leave. If we can somehow find a way for them to also live in the neighborhood, that would be nice.
Kathy Doyle Thomas says she understands the struggle to find balance in planning for the future of the neighborhood. She's the chief strategy officer at Half Price Books, whose flagship store is in Vickery Meadow. The company is building its own development next door, focused on small, locally owned businesses.
I'm sure the different developers paid a lot of money for the land, and so they're going to want to put nicer developments in its place. But, you know, we try to work with the community, and I know the developers that we've talked to really want to work with the community as well. So it's not, you know, it's all or nothing. I think there's got to be a good compromise among both people.
Tonight at 6:20, during All Things Considered, we'll visit Vickery Meadow and talk with residents, developers, and community advocates about the future of the neighborhood. Now to Breakthroughs, which explores the leading edge of health science and technology. New research shows that children who often go hungry are more likely to have impulsive, violent behavior while growing up and later in life. Alex Baccaro, professor of criminology at UT Dallas, helped author the study, which is among the first to link childhood hunger with violence. Alex Baccaro, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Justin.
Why did you choose to explore the relationship between hunger and violence?
Well, we had a lot of good evidence linking impulsivity to violence, but we didn't have a lot of good evidence about what kinds of factors kids experience very early in their childhood might relate to both them having higher impulsivity as adolescents and then committing delinquency and especially violent crime in adulthood. But we wanted to look at, well, what happens earlier than that? We know a lot about family socialization, disadvantaged parenting, disadvantaged neighborhoods, but what about what kids put in their stomach? And we know that diet affects mood, it affects educational performance, it affects attention span. But no one had ever linked it to impulse control and violence. And we were the first in a national level study to link that. So that was our idea.
How were the participants chosen, and what kind of questions were they asked?
They're an adult sample, and they are a random sample of the U.S. population as part of a larger health and epidemiological study. And they were asked, during your childhood, did you ever go hungry frequently, and or were meals not prepared for you? So they had to self-report what happened back when they were children. But we have very good confidence and faith that people can remember, yeah, I didn't eat a lot as a kid, or yeah, I was fed pretty well.
What kind of violent behavior did this study find?
So we looked at self-reported violence. We looked at things like assault were primarily the main ones driving violence. This wasn't a violent crime study like homicide and those kinds of things. So it was mainly focused on physical violence.
How does hunger fuel violence?
So what we think is happening is that hunger has an indirect effect. So what happens early in life, food affects brain development. It affects cognition. It affects impulse control. And those things that affect control in life then affect crime later on down the road. So, for example, we know that people who have impulse control problems are more likely to buy things on the internet for a cost. They're more likely to experience failed relationships. They're more likely to experience failed interpersonal relationships, bad employment outcomes, and crime. So we think that childhood hunger is affecting things that are in the middle of that chain that then penultimately predict violence.
Now, how does hunger affect, say, things like, you know, school performance?
Well, what happens is when people go hungry, they start to lose attention span. And therefore, attention span then leads me to go, okay, I'm going to check out for a bit and think about Facebook or what I'm going to do tonight. And so hunger has this effect on the brain and also on the body. You know, the stomach growling is a real thing. Losing an attention span after 2 hours of sitting in class, that's a real thing.
So is the solution simply getting more food to kids?
No, the solution is getting kids adequately nourished and fed. And I think that those are the kinds of things that everybody, I would think, would go, yeah, you know, that's a good thing. Because all of us have the ideal of having a good, productive society filled with members who are going to contribute and be pro-social. So I think that all of us have an active stake in making sure that our population, our neighbors, our kids, our families, have at least adequate nourishment in their bodies.
What's the next step? Are you planning more research in this area?
Absolutely, more research, and also unpacking the nature of the nutrition that people are eating. So starting to get more questions about the kind of diet people are having and how that diet or those changes in diets affect behavior. And for example, one of the things that we know in adults that has been done really recently are the Mediterranean diets. The evidence is virtually crystal clear on the benefits of a Mediterranean diet. Now, does everybody want to eat nuts and salmon every day of their life? Probably not. People are going to want to eat a piece of cheesecake or two every so often. But the point is that the evidence is clearer in adults and less clear in children. And now we're starting to see that. We need to do a lot more on the early side because those kids have 70 years ahead of them.
Alex Baccaro is a professor of criminology with UT Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
There is a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Otherwise, today it should be sunny with the high in the upper 90s this evening. Mostly clear with a low around 78. Tomorrow, much the same. Sunny with the high near 98. And tomorrow night should be mostly clear with a low around 78. It's currently 81 degrees in Dallas, 80 in Fort Worth, 79 in Tyler, and 82 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.